So
what have we seen so far, just in an overview? We have Shitas Rashi, is that David HaMelech was Gezer, David HaMelech was Gezer and the Nisinim in Isser Chitim, together some kind of relationship with the Nisir Abbas. But when the Gemara says in Yevamos David Gozer Aleihem, it's referring to the Isser to marry the Nisinim, to marry the Gevinim. Just to hear the pastors in the Ramban writes in there in Yevamos, that's a lot of the pastors in the Sugya. That the Gemara, but David goes or lame, the whole shakar with hiding the Gemara, but Xeris David, Xeris Moshe, Xeris Yeshua, it's all around the Mishnah, which says that Nesinim are Yisur Misur Olam, that they're also Lavei Bekol. And that comes from the Gemara, that comes from the Xeris of David. In the end of the Sukkah, we saw that has some kind of relationship with Nisir Abdus, the Poshet of Shatid, that David and Melech was Gershon of Abdus, the Rabbonah, and Mimelo, they have Nisir of Leia Kodesh, the Rabbonah. That would be the Pashtus in Rashi. Lashin Rashi there in Yevamos is that they have Avodim Psulim. So Taisus asked in Rashi basically three kashas. First of all, Taisus asked that it's against the Maskana of Rav and Daifai and Vav. Rav and Daifai and Vav says the Maskana that the Isser of Leitis Chatan Bam is Begerusim. That means that the Knanim, even if they're Misgayer, they have an Isser Chitim, Midaraisa. It's not Exeris David, not even Exeris Moshe, it's Midaraisa of Leitis Chatan Bam, Maskana is Rav. That's the first question, Rashi. Because that question, perhaps the answer would have to be the Ramban himself. The Ramban Yevamos suggests, I'll leave with the Rashi, that Rashi would say Nechramis Machlekes Hasugyos, that the Gemara and I in Ches that David goes to Erlein, that Nesinim is the Drabon, and it's like the Havamina Brava. It's not like the Maskana Brava. The Sugyos Acholuk, and that in that Nekud itself. Sorry, the Rambam is that way. The Rambam seems to hold the way. The Rambam Paskins that like the Schatan is Begiyusel, like the Havamina Brava. And the Isser of Nesinim, the Rambam says, is Xer of David HaMelech. The Isser to marry Nesinim is Xer of David HaMelech. So, anyway, but Al-Kapanim, Tosfos, that's the first question, Tosfos. It's against the Maskana Brava. Question number two, Tosfos asks, that he has Kamarayas, that the Mashmois of the Gemara is that Nesinim is a Deraisa. First of all, our Gemara, Mamzeres Nesinim, Ikebeinayo, right, that Raya is not so clear, but also from the Mishnah in Makkos, Elu and Aloiken. The Mishnah counts Nesinim as among those who get Malkus. Pashtus is Malkus Deraisa. So from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, it seemed to be Raya's that Nesinim is a din Deraisa. Yeah, well, if you're Rashi, you have to say maybe it's Lavdafka. It's Agav Mamzeres. It says, you know, Elin Alekin has Mamzer and Nesin, so maybe Nesin is Agav Mamzer. So Taisus suggests, and then the third question Taisus asks in Rashi is that if in fact the Isser Chitun comes from, if in fact the Isser Chitun comes from, is it the Rabbanon? If the Isser Chitun is the Rabbanon, then presumably it derives from the Abdus, because you see in the Gemara that the Abdus, the Gzeir included Abdus, there was a Gzeir of Abdus, presumably the Isser Chitin comes from the Gzeir of Abdus. The Gemara seems to talk about interchangeably the Gzeir of Chitin and the Gzeir of Abdus, which would mean that David HaMelech is going to the Abdus Mamish, not just some kind of Nirim Kavon about this Mamish. And how could that be? If the David HaMelech is going to the Abdus Mamish, then Ma'ayesh Nukas, and why is an Eben Meshuchar Mutterin in Sinot? So that's the third question in Taisus. That question Taisus, because of that question, Taisus suggests perhaps in Rashi that it wasn't Abdus Mamash Gozer Aleim. That the Gzeirah of Abdus, when the Gemara says the Dabmelech was Gozerim Abdus and Chitun, it doesn't mean Abdus Mamash with an Isulay Kodesh Drabonim. It means he was Gozerim in Isser Chitun, Saman Isser Chitun. And then in order as a Siag to the Isser Chitun, he was also Gozer, they should be near him Kavodim, so that there shouldn't be so much social. That will be a chizik to the Yisr Chitin, but nothing to do with Abdus Mamish. He didn't make them a Tavonim Knanim, and there's no Liyah Kodesh Derabonim, and therefore they could marry an Eved Meshuchar because they're not, they were in Gozer, and they have Knas because they're Yisraelim Gemurim. They have an Yisr Chitin. That's not a reason not to have Knas. But Al-Kapanim, those are the three questions of Taisus, and because of these questions, Rabbeinu Tam is altogether radically different shat that La'olam is Nisulaitis Chatin V'Araisa. And David HaMelech never goes there on them chitun, and the Abdus has nothing to do with the Isser Chitun. The Abdus was Tamek Zeres Abdus. They should be Mishubodim as a siag against the Isser Chitun, and also because they're Achzorim, we don't know exactly how those two things go together. That was one of the things we grappled with. But I'll compare him there. Rabbi Thomas is a totally radically different shot that the Israelite is chatting this there. Isa, like the Maskana of Rav and I involve. And the whole sugi in Yavam is about David Gozer Aleim is talking about Av, there's nothing to do with the Yisr. Chitin David was Gozer Aleim in Yisr Shibud, not really Av, there's Mamash, not to be Av Adam Klana, but he was Gozer Aleim in Yisr Shibud. But the Yisr Chitin is Deir Aysa, and that's the Mishnah Eilein Aleikin, that's an Yisr Chitin Deir Aysa. And they have Knas in the Mutter Be'evin Meshuchar, because it's Yisr Chitin of Leitis Chatin, nothing to do with Abdus. And David and Melch didn't really make them into Av Adam Mamash. So Melu, they have Knas. And Mimela they can marry an Eved Meshuchah because an Eved Meshuchah doesn't have the love of Leitis Chatan. Okay, so those are the two Mahalchim that we've been working with. In Rishonim, there are other Mahalchim how to deal with these problems. The Ramban, first of all, the Ramban, there in Yevamos and Ches, it's a long Arichos. The Ramban has a Mahalach. The Ramban says that Le'olam, the maskon of Rav and I involve is that leitis chatan is begerusum, and there's an isseder raisa of leitis chatan. And therefore, if a kanani comes and he's megayer, there's an isseder raisa, and the gerus is begerus, but there's an isseder raisa to marry. The same way there's an isseder raisa to marry an adami and a mitzri and a amoni and a mayavi. There's an isseder to marry a kanani, and that's of leitis chatan. A lot of the raisa. However, says the Ram. Oh, so that's the case. What's David Gozer Aleh? The Gemara says that Nesinim is Gzer of Dovin HaMelech. What do you need Gzer of Dovin HaMelech? Says the Ramban that the Yisr of Leitis Chatan D'Araisa is only Dorishan. A person who was born a Knani and is Megayer, he has a Psul of Leitis Chatan Bo. But B'neim HaNeilodim, the next generation who's born Jewish, says the Ramban, Einoy Mehem, he's not a Knani. Shrei Leimono Behem HaKosov Doris. There are, he says, the Torah didn't say that, you know, there are other psula yitim with the Torah's mina daras, dar shlishi, dar asiri, gam dar asiri leyovin, or by mitzri, so where the Torah was mina daras, either the Torah said a certain limit, three daras, or the Torah said there are no limits, gam dar asiri leyovin. So the Torah said that the children are also. So that's those where the Torah said it, the Torah said it, but where the Torah didn't say it, like by the Kananim. So a Kanani is a person who was born a Kanani. And then he was Megayah. He has a din of Leitis Chatan. But the next generation does not have such an Isser. They're Einei Mehem. They're not Kanani. And Mimela, they're full-fledged Jews. And they can marry where their heart desires. Then David came along. Yeshua and David, they came along. And they would raise it. For various reasons, David Yeshua presumably has a class, David Amalek, because he saw the Rafzor, and they were guys there that the subsequent generations of the progeny of the Givonim, of the Nesinim, should also be also Bechitin, and that's already Nisid Rabbonim, and that's the sugya in Yevamos and Dafai and Ches. So that's, first of all, how the Ramban is miyashiv the stira between Rav and I involve, and the Gemara and Dafai and Ches, not a stira at all. Rav is right, Maskonus Rav is that Leitis Chatan is in Nisid Raisa. That does not conflict at all with the Gemara that David goes Arleim and Yeshua goes Arleim, because it doesn't conflict with those Gemaras, it doesn't conflict with that Gemara, because we're talking about different generations. Rav is talking about Darishan, and the Gemara in Ayin Ches is talking about Darish Abayim. But the Gemara says, the only thing is, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? It says Moshe goes Arleim. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Lahudar. So Moshe was going to say, Lahudar, what do you need there? Lahudar, they have a lot of like the Schatten der Eisa. Says there, about Moshe Rabbeinu was Geizer Abdus. But the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu Gozer Leim, it means he was Geizer Abdus. And he was Geizer Abdus, Otto the Yisrael, like the Schatten der Eisa. But that's the Gemara's Territ, Moshe Gozer Lahudar. Moshe was Geizer Abdus for that door that has an Yisrael, like the Schatten der Eisa. But not for subsequent generations that don't have like the Schatten der Eisa. Came along Yeshua, and he was going to say that subsequent generations should be avodim and should be psulim lechitun midir abonon chol zman shebeisim b'shekayim and David HaMelech for even longer. So that takes care of that question. What about, maybe we should list the questions that we want to be dealing with. What are the three questions basically? One is Rav and I involved like this chatan. So that we've answered now according to our mind. The second question was from the Mishnah Eilein Aleichen. There are not, it's other rayas from the Pesach doesn't even bring. Other rayas that the Sinim is their Isa. But at Akapanim it's Mashma there that it's their Isa. Because you get Malchus Mashma their Isa. And the third question is what? Mamay Eshlam Knas. Why do they have Knas and why are they Mutter Be'ebed Meshukra? So what about the second question? Eilein Aleichen, what do you do with that? Says the Rabban that the Mishnah that says Eilein Aleichen that there's an Issim, that there's Malkus Deraisa and the Sinim, and likewise any other Gemara, and the Rabban has a slew of Gemaras that imply that there's an Issim Deraisa and the Sinim, is talking about Dorishan. Dorishan is ancient history. Who cares about Dorishan? Dorishan was the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Says the Rabban, no, it's Negev Halo, it's Negev Ismailah as well. If a Kanani will come, if we could identify, Knani will come as Manazer, and he'll be Megayer. So he'll be Megayer. Then he'll be in the sin. That's in the sin too, and he's already in the sin as also Midiraisa. So every time the Mishnah says Nesinim are also that Nesinim have that there's an Issa Nesinim Midiraisa Eilein Aleichen Mamzer in the sin. That's talking about an Issa Midiraisa. An Issa Midiraisa is a Knani who's Megayer. But the Gemara about David Gozer Aleihem, that's talking about he adds it in the case. So what do you mean David? So maybe the Mishnah about Nesinim being Osir and Ayin Achesam in the base is also talking about Dorishan. So how does the Gemara, why does the Gemara need a positive to David Gozer Aleihem? So he says no, because the Mishnah says Yisur and Yisur Olam. The Gemara says that the Mishnah Ayin Ches says Yisur and Yisur Olam. What is Yisur Olam? Yisur Olam means this Doris. Where did that come from? That's what the Gemara says. David Gozer Aleihem. The Etzem is in Nesinim. That in a sin who's that a Knani is Megayer, that's a din deraisa. That's the Mishnah Eilein Aleichen. That there's a concept of an sin deraisa. The Gemara in Ayin Ches is addressing the Mishnah over there that says Yisur and Yisraelim, that they have deris. That's already David goes to him. The din of deris is already his exerah of David. So that's how the Rabban answers the second question, a set of questions. Yeah. I guess it's a borrowed in Chran. I guess it's a borrowed lashon. You have to say. But the Sina means, what's the lashon? The Ramban? How's the Ramban? I'll just quote you the Ramban. Maybe there's some. Right. Lashon Acher Hoder Matzvasi. Shalei Osun Atar Begerusun El Lager Rishon. Aval Zare Shenoyle Begdusha Enemi Hem Mukuloi Bebekol. Shalei Nemu Shahare Loi Nemu Behem Dairus. Beloyad Olam, Kederach Shneim Rebamanu Moyev. VeDavid Gozer Aleihem Isra Olam. UBechol Mokem Sheshaninu Nesinim. And every place where it says Nesinim that they're like the Mishnah they're like in Rama and others is places that are Mashma Nesidraisa. Yesh B'Mashma, that's referring to Ger Echad Mina Umayis Halalush in his Gair. Yeah, so why they call Nesinim? You have to say it's B'Derech Hashalom. Lefichuch Manu Bechapsuli Kol Shel Torah. What about the third question? The Maaseh David HaMelech was Gozer on them. David HaMelech was Gozer on them. Chitun with Avdus. Chitun, it says David goes Vayem Alzer Udonim. There was Gozer Chitun. But from the Gemara's Maskana, the Maskana's Gemara about Rebbe. So there you see, there was Gozer Avdus. So what about that set of problems? So David HaMelech was Gozer Avdus. So why do they have? Like the third question of any time asked in Rashi. But Amay Yishlam Knas point to Rashi that the Chitun is the Rabbonon, and it comes from the Isra Abdus, so that means that he was Goyish Lim Abdus Mamish. So if he was Goyish Lim Abdus Mamish, so Amay Yishlam Knas and Wiley Mutter Be'evin, that the Rabban doesn't talk about at all. The Rabban never even asked that in the first place, and he doesn't answer it at the end. And Mustama, the answer is going to be for the Rabban, that everybody will say that it wasn't Abdus Mamish. Like Taisha said in Rashi, Lav Abdus Mamish Gozer Lame, this Goyzer. Interestingly, that question the Ramban doesn't ask and he doesn't answer. You know, if David HaMelech was Geyser in the Mechitun, and he was Geyser in the Abdus, and presumably the two things are related, so that means he was Abdus Mamish Midir Abonon. If there's Abdus Mamish Midir Abonon, there should be Lo'yah Kodesh Midir Abonon, so Amayesh Lem Knas, and the Wiley Mutur and Ebed. That's question number three up there on the board. That the Ramban doesn't ask in the first place, and he doesn't answer it in the end. So that's already, that is a question. That's a legitimate question. David HaMelech Hamais was Goyzer Chitun, and the Gemara is mashma that the Yisr Chitun, because it wasn't, Lidar is Havoyim, but David HaMelech was Goyzer Chitun. It's mashma the Gemara that the Yisr Chitun derives from Yisr Abdus Darabon. because Bikshu Lahatan is seen in Chelik Mizbeach, that Gemara, which Ramban also talks about that Gemara. And so you see that David Melech was Gezer Abdus, so if he was Gezer Abdus, so Midrabban, they shouldn't have Knas, Midrabban, they should be also Be'evit. The Ramban apparently, he doesn't address that question. Number one, so I'll tell you two reasons why I think the Ramban doesn't address that question. First of all, the Ramban doesn't address that question, maybe just telling it's not a Shira question. David Melech was Gezer and them Abdus, but not Abdus Mamish. So kind of like places himself in Yavama said, and we saw places in Ramas by us, it wasn't Abdus Mamish. It wasn't Gezer Mamish, it should be Abdus Knanim and Rabban. So maybe the Ramban just took that for granted. That wasn't on the Ramban's agenda to answer. I think number two, the Ramban doesn't address it because the emes is, the Ramban doesn't have to address it because the Yushami asked the question. It's the Yushami's question. But this last question that Tosis asks, you know, Amay Yeshlim Knas, the Yushami asks it. The Yushami brings Bikshu Lahat in a sinim, and they said, Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir, which means that they're Avodim. Frek the Yushami, so how can we Matir Chelik Mizbeach, Dovin HaMelech was Goyzul Lim Abdus, Frek the Yushami, Imkein Amay Yeshlim Knas. If you say Dovin HaMelech was Goyzul Lim Abdus, if he was only Gezer Chitin, he was only Gezer Chitin. But if he was Gezer Abdus, am I Yeshlim Knas? And the Yishami blives by Akasha. So it could be the Ramban didn't feel compelled to ask a question that the Yishami blives by Akasha about. That could also be.
I go into the same story of Binatan, that they had a generation of full years, and the whole Gezer was subsequently, so it's still a
Yishami. Well, Binatan was prepared that way. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's an issue of the Raisa Leitis Chatan, and the whole Gemara Nayin Ches is only about the Abdus, not about the Chitum.
Then there's issue about the Chatan, but there still is Kedusha Sisrael. And therefore you would have Knas, but you would...
You know, forget, that's Rabbeinu Tam's riot himself. This question number three there, Rabbeinu Tam brings it as riot himself so against Rashi.
Why can't I work for the Ramban as well?
Because according to the Ramban, there is no issue of Chitun with the Raisa. The issue of Chitun is an issue of the Rabbanon, which presumably is connected to the Abdus Derabon.
So therefore they would have
Knas
because it's so Yishas, and it would be like...
Yeah, but if they have Abdus Derabon, if they have Abdus Derabon on, which is what's generating the Yisachitin Derabon on, the way we learn from Tosis.
Right.
I mean, we're going to revisit the question maybe later on in Rashi again, but it's too much going over the same ground. That was Tosis in Eden. If according to Rashi, the Yisachitin comes from the Yisra Abdus, so it must be Abdus Mamish. If it's Abdus Mamish, am I Yishlim Knas? And Tosfos answers it wasn't Abdus Mamish. So I'm just pointing out that the Ramban's not misyachet to that problem. Tosfos has a whole trajectory what to do with that problem. He asked the problem in Rashi and he solves the problem for Rashi. He asked in Rashi, if the Isser Chitun comes from an Isser Abdus Rabbanon, then they shouldn't have Knas the Rabbanon. And they should also be able to Meshuchet the Rabbanon. And Tosfos answers, Aliba the Rashi, that it wasn't Abdus Mamish. So fine, we're not talking about an insoluble problem. This is a problem that even Tosfos answers for Rashi. But I'm just pointing out that the Ramban is like just not misyachet to the problem. Even though when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he does bring when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he does throw in, that's why they have Knas, because it wasn't really obvious. But when he's talking about Rashi Shita and when he's talking about his own Shita, he's not Misiachas to this problem. So I'm saying two things. Number one, that he's not Misiachas to the problem, because he just took for granted what Tosfos answers. That Abdus doesn't mean Abdus Mamish, even in Rashi and even in his own Shita. That's number one. But I'm adding something else. Maybe they're abandoning and ask the problem, because at the end of the day, it's the Yushami's problem. It's not a problem. It's a little bit strange in Tosfos. The question that Tosfos asks in Rashi is the Yushami's kasha. Maybe it's Har and Tosfos. You know, Tosfos makes it for Akasha Rashi. In Kena, my Yeshlem Knas. You know, Dovin HaMelech, if the Isser Chitin comes to Mr. Abdus, like it says in the Maskar and the Gemara and the Bavli, so Tosfos asks in Rashi, so in Kena, my Yeshlem Knas, and why they mutter be'er ben Meshuchar. It's a little bit strange in Tosfos. What are you asking in Rashi? It's the Yushami's Kasha. The Yushami also says that Bikshu Lahat in the Sinim, that there apparently was a Gzer of Abdus. And the Yushami asks if there was a Gzer of Abdus in my Yeshlem Knas, and the Yushami blives by Akasha. Presumably the Yushami means to say that Hitak Dovin Melech Taku wasn't Gezer Abdus, only Chitun. So, the Master of the Bavli doesn't ask the Kasha, so maybe it's Oro. You know, why does the Bavli not ask the Yushami's Kasha? But it's not something to blame on Rashi. Well, in a way, that's not so bad. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, in a way, it's a Chizuk to Rashi. The Yushami is a Chizuk to Rashi. And the question in Rashi is really the Yushami's question. Well, what would the Bavli answer to it? Well, maybe not Abdus Mamish. So, that's that ground. I want to go on. So that's the sheet of the Ramban, just to note, the important sheet of the Rishonim. Several other Rishonim also go with this sheet of the Rishonim from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, they go with this Teretz of the Ramban. There is another Teretz that the Ramban brings from the Rav Beis Din. Chachmei Provence. The Rav Beis Din said as follows. Start with the first kasha. I think they're Arab based on Sarai's father-in-law, but maybe I'm wrong. My guys here know better than me because they take courses in these things. Anyway, he's cracking me for us. That much I know. It's the same as Medrash, Sarai's and the Beiri and so on. So the Ramban brings from the Arab based on. First, we'll copy the first question. The steer from Rava. Rava says that Leitz Chasen is be Geirusa. So Leitz Chasen. So it's their Isa. So what's his business about David Gozer Leim? Yishuv Gozer Leim. David Gozer Leim. Says the Rava basically that the Isser of Leitz Chasen, that's an Isser their Isa. But it applies only to the original Geirus. The Torah said that when you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael and they're going to be Kananim and they're going to be Megayer, you should not marry them. Because the Geirus is a Geirus Mumma. It's not a good Geirus. He said, the Lashon Raavad, thank you, Raavad. The Rav Avraham Rav David Pirish. It's also called Rav Avraham Rav David. I'm not quite sure how all the names work here. But anyway, it's Rav based. The Begerusun Asorim Akosuv. It's not there what we call that. The Begerusim Asorim Akosov. Vishayu Mitchiloson Begeris Rishoin Kigeri Arias. The reason why the Torah asked them Begerusim is because the Geris was a Geris Pum, it was a Geris of Geri Arias. What Geri Arias? There were no lions. But Kaisol are invading and Kaisol are taking over Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah said the Geris of these Kananim can't accept it. Because they're like Geri Arias. A din in the Torah. The Torah says like this chatten because they're Geri Arias.
You need a pasuk to tell us that.
Nice. We'll see. But David, the Yeshua David goes to Aleim, Shalina Kabu Behem Gerim La'olam. Kadesh Lishar B'Yisrael. The Yeshua and David, they were guys there not to be Makabu Lehem in the later Geris. Was the original, the Torah said like this chatten in the original Geris because that's a Geris of Geri Arias. And the Gzeirah of Yeshua and David was not to be Mekabalim as Gerim at all. Later on, they would come and be Megayer, a sincere Geris, a real Geris. Midrash, we should be able to be Mekabalim. What? And Yeshua and David would Gzeir that they should have an Isser, that they should be also Bechitah. So that's Klape, question number one. The steer in Rava. Yes, this is Leitz Chatan. But the Isser Leitz Chatan is only in the original Geris, which was, the Torah said, is Kigeri Arias. But in the subsequent Geris, subsequent Geirus ought to be good, but this Exeris Yeshua of David not to be Mekabalim, even if they'll be, I don't know, not to be Mekabalim. Well, the Lashon is taka funny. The Lashon of the Ravid is the Yeshua of David Gozer Leim Shalim Mekabal Mehem Gerim La'olam Kedei Lisar B'Yisrael. I don't think they were Gozer not to be Mekabalim as Gerim at all. He means not to be Mekabalim as Gerim to be mis. I don't know what the Lashon is. Pastors Yeshua and David were Gozer not to be Mekabalim as Gerim. They were Gozer Apsul Chitom. So that's just occurring to me now. The lashon that he says is the Yeshua of David Gozer Shalei Nekabel Mehem Gerim La'olam Kedei Lisar B'Yisrael. Maybe Taka means literally the Gzeira was not to be Megayer. The original Geris is Geris of Geri Arias, and Yeshua and David were Gozer not to be Megayer them again. I don't know how that stems. It says that he was Gozer in Avdus. Maybe that's the pshat. He was going to them avdus, which precludes a subsequent geirus. He was going to them a kind of avdus derabbanan, which therefore precludes that they once you have it once somebody's an eved, he can't be megayer. So maybe that's the pshat. He was going to them avdus, and the avdus precludes a full fledged geirus. That's a pshachidus. Maybe that kind of, maybe that's the pshat. If they have a geirus puma. But they can come along and say, okay, I have a Geris Puma, I want to get a good Geris. So David Melch said, Yeshua and David, who guys know, they're Avodim already. We're going to make them, give them a status of Avodim, and Evan already can't be Megayer. So they remain with that first Geris. Now, what about the second question? Eilin Aleichem. The Mishnah says that you get Malchus. Why do you get Malchus? Asgoyim. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, why do you get malchus? For late tischatin. You get malchus for late tischatin. I. But the, what if they were megayer later? So then be derais. It's a good geirus. So why does the Mishnah say alien aloikin? Says the Rambam base. Then we call malchus stom and kitrilos and hay. Meaning a stam the sin who shows up on the door presumably is coming from that first geirus. So that's alien aloikin. It was in a chanami. If you would have a sin who would come as manazeh and he would be, so we would go to that in Kabbalah. Let's say, I don't know, he snuck in and he was, we were Megayer him, a full fledged Geirus. Then we derise, he's not anymore in Lois Tischatan. There was a Dinder Abon, not in Kabbalah, but Lemaisa Midaraisa, he would be a Ger. And there would be no Malchus of Lois Tischatan. But says the Rabbit, but Stomund, Kitrilosanheim. A Stam the sin is presumably Mikayach the first Geirus, especially since there was a Gzer, not to Megayer him anymore. So, no, I'm not quite sure what would happen if one did, but Akoponim, the Gzeir was not to. They have a status of Onim, maybe it doesn't even work. I don't know, I'm not quite sure how to read the Stomim Kitrilosene. Stomim means that's the. You call Makam Stomim Kitrilosene. What?
Is it the content of the Gzera?
No, I think he's. The content of the Gzera was. See, again, I'm not quite sure how to read this whole thing. He says the content of the Gzera is Yeshuva David Goslem Shalina Kabul Man Geris La'olam Kedelis Arab Yisrael. I mean, I originally thought, without. Till a few minutes ago, that there was a Gzera, they asked the Mechitim. It was Midaraisa, it was only the original Geris. Later, that was Pogum. But now they could come and they could be Megayer. Midrabban, they asked the Mechitim. But I'm seeing now, as I'm reading to you his Lashon, that's not the content of the Gzera. The Gzera was not to be Mekabel and Mezgerim again, which I think works very nicely with the Avdus Shabbat. They were guys, like I said before, they were guys that Avdus that precludes the subsequent Geirus. But then what's the next line? Mikomokim stomim kitrilosanein. I think he's addressing the Mishnah Eilim Aleichem. Why is there Malchus? Why does the Mishnah say they get Malchus? It's only Gzeres David, so why is there Malchus? So he said, no, because stoma, it's like they were both betchilo. So it sounds like he means that a stamnes in is a stamnes in is becheskas, that is kitchilosin, that is mikoyak the first geris, which was not a valid geris. And maybe there's a malchus of late tischatan. But in Echanami, if an sin would come, you know, if there's some exceptional sin who actually was megayer a geris gemura, so then he would not be bechal elehin aloikin. I dovin melech was geizer not to be megayer him. Fine, that's exera, but that's not a reason to get malchus deraisa. So if an sin would be davin melchus geizer not to, but if an sin would be megayer a geris gemura, so in Echanami he wouldn't be bechal like tischatan. He would be a full fledged Jew. He would have violated the iser of davin melchus geizer, and maybe we'd have to treat him still as a. I'm not quite sure exactly how to treat him. But Akapanim, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about in Eilein
Aleichem. Can you say that also for the Ramban?
No, because the Ramban holds that the whole Isser Deraisa was only. So it's big, the Ramban, the Rabbah based on the Ramban, their Choluk be Soidom, the Ramban, Geirus was a good Geirus. It just is an Isser of Leit Tischatin in the Dorishin. But B'neim HaNeilod Mehem, automatically are any Mehem, they don't need a new Geirus. The next generation doesn't need a new Geirus, they're automatically Yisrael and Gmur. Even the first generation were Yisrael and Gmur. They just have a Isser of Leit Tischatin, like an Amoni and a Moyavi, except they don't have Duris. So it only goes to one generation, and then it's over. The next generation is Einim Mehem. Lefi the Rava based in, the next generation also has the same Chisorin, because it's not a Chisorin in the Dorishin, it's a Chisorin in the Geirus. Because the Torah said the Kigeri Arias. So that goes generation after generation. And therefore, Eilin Aloikin, the Mishnah, Lefi the Ramban, the Mishnah Eilin Aloikin is talking about a Kanani who comes to Bizman Azeh, you know, not from the Nisinim. So a new Kanani somehow appears and appears on the scene and he says, I'm a Kanani and he's Megayer. So that's the Eilin Aloikin. Lefi the Raivin, every Nisin presumably comes from the Geirus, the original Geirus. And that original Geirus was Kigeri Arias. And the presumption is very strong because after all, Yeshua and David were going to not to be Megayer them anymore. A second Geirus. That was the Xerah of Yishun Dovin, not to be Megayer them again. So they all are presumptively in the original Geirus. And the original Geirus is a Geirus Puma. His original Geirus is a Geirus Puma. That's why you have a lot of like the Skatlin book. So that's fine. So now that addresses question number one. And question number two. Now comes along the Raivan, the Rav of Basin, and he says, Vim Toymar, Im Kain, Loma Yeshlem Knas. So then why the Knas? They're Goyim. If the Geirus is Pogum, the Geirus Arayis, so what are they, Midrash? So they're Goyim. So how do they have Knas? He doesn't ask mikayach. He also doesn't ask mikayach the avdus. He's not bothered about the avdus. Maybe it wasn't avdus mamish. He's bothered by if they gave him pekumim, if they gave him arayis, then why should they have knas? Gave him arayis, have knas. The doch goy. So why do they have knas? So here he says, this is the tremendous, tremendous things here. Ula tameich, says the Rav of Beis Din. Voktoni akusi yesh lo knas. The Mishnah says kusim have knas. Kusim are also geri arayis. This gets into deep waters about kusim. We're not up to kusim yet. But says the Rav of Elo, the answer is halacha kulum gerim him. The halacha is the geri arayis are good gerim. This is the Gemara in Yevamos Chavdalet. I need to talk here. The Gemara says in Chavdalet. Machlekes Rav Nechemya in the Rabbah. Rav Nechemya said that gerei, I forgot the lashon. That a person is megayer l'shem ishus, or a person is megayer because gerei dovru shleima. That Klal Yisrael is so prosperous, he wants to. He's megayer for economic reasons, or gerei arayis. So if Nechemi says it's all not about gerei, he can't marry them. And says the Gemara over there, Omer. I'm a rabbi, I think. Halacha kulum gerimim. That the geris is a valid geris. Halacha kulum gerimim. That seems to be the maskana, that geri arayis is a valid geris. So Taisus over there asks, you know what's called that? It's very important to look at for the next Gemara, for the next Taisus about kusim. In fact, Taisus. So it seems that the maskana of the Gemara is that geri arayis is a good geris. Even though they're Magaya for ulterior motives, so that's what all these people have in common, geri. People in Makaya L'Shem Ishus, the Makaya for Abdu Dovah because they want the Abdu Geri Dovah to Shlomo, the Makaya for Arayis. These all people are Makaya, not L'Shem Shemaim. They're all Makaya for ulterior motives. And the Maskon is Kulum Gerimim. Ask Taisus, how could that be? We have throughout Shas, the Machlek is about Kusum, are they Geri Arayis or Geri Emes? And the Gemara seems to take for granted that if they're Geri Arayis, then the Geris is no good. If the Geri Emes, the Geris is good. But if they're Geri Arayis, then the Geris is no good. That seems to be. In the machlokes are kusim geri arayis or are the geri emes? So the Rambam paskins are the geri emes. Most of the many stam mishnayos are the geri emes. But the pastors in the Gemara, so the Gemara keeps quoting this machlokes are the geri arayis or geri emes, is that if the geri arayis is for sure no good, the reason why maybe kusim are considered to be yisraelim is because they maybe are not considered to be geri arayis but rather geri emes. But in tinsulayim that the geri arayis and the geri stakin no good. How does that work? But the Gemara in Yevamos Chavdalet says Halacha k'divrei Omer kulam gerimim. Answers Tosfos that there's different kinds of gerim arayis. The Gemara in Chavdalet that says Halacha k'divrei Omer kulam gerimim. That's not like people who were megayer with a real kabbalas mitzvahs, but they had ulterior motives for the gerus. They met a nice Jewish girl, and they want to be megayer, or they want the economy is doing very well in Israel, and they want to be megayer. Or because they don't want to get eaten up by lions, so they want to be Megayer. But the Geris is a good Geris. So that's Halacha Kedev Oyim Kulum Gerimim. We're not happy, but they have the Kulum Gerimim. Kusum Geri Arayis, says Tosfos, means more than that. Kusum Geri Arayis means they were Megayer because of the Arayis, and the Geris was not really, since not only was it for an ulterior motive, but they didn't really, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. Like the Pasuk Taka says in Melachim, Eloheim Oyoivdim. The Pasuk says, when it talks about the Kusum, this Geri Arayis is not an agadah to somewhere. It's a pasuk to Pesukim and Melachim. The Sancheri was Moshe the Kusim in Eretz Yisrael, and Arayis started to eat them up, and they were Megayer. I forgot exactly how the pasuk describes it. And it says, but Elohim Oyoivdim, they continue to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's a different kind of Geri Arayis. That's a Geri Arayis where it wasn't just it was for an ulterior motive. The Geris itself was the content of the Geris was no good. They weren't really Mekabel Yichud Hashem. And then Tosfos goes on, and what does the other Madoma Geri Emes hold? It is a pasuk, Elohim Oyoivdim. So what does the other Madoma Geri Emes hold? Says Tosfos, the other Madoma holds that there was a subsequent Geris that was a good Geris. That the Kusim were Megayer subsequently without being Oyoivdim of Avodah Zarah. And that's historical machlokes. Were they Megayer again or were they not Megayer again? So that's Shitas HaTosfos. So it comes out that the Gemara that says, Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kulam Gerim Heim, that's not talking about Kusim. If Kusim are Geri Arayis, that's a bad Geris. The Halacha Kedivrei Omer Geri Emes Heim, that's talking about the Geri Arayis, but they had a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They were Mekabel Yichud Hashem. However, Rashi Gerim Yivamos come back. Back of halacha of when the Gemara talks to Echad Gerim David Shlomay and Gerim Ishus and Gerim Arias. Rashi over there says Kigon Kusum. So Rashi over there in Yivamos Chavdal learns that the Gemara is talking about Kusum too. The Gerim Arias there is the Gerim Arias of Kusum, and the Maskon of the Gemara is halacha Kedivi Yomer Kulum Gerim. Apparently Rashi holds. I'm trying to speak to Zappa Ferish. I think the. And the written kiddushin, the written kiddushin by the sugi of in kiddushin. I saw Yuchsin. You have a sugi about kusim to geri ayis geri emes. Tosfos quotes it in the next places. So the Ritva there often not. The Ritva quotes that Rashi, that, and the Ritva says apparently Rashi holds that the machlekes throughout Shas, if kulum geri, if geri kusim, geri ayis, geri emes, is the machlekes of nechemim the rabbanon yivamos chavdali. And the Madamu says kusim geri emes aim doesn't mean there was a subsequent geris, you know, that was historically different, that in which lions were not involved. No, the Madomer that Kusum Geri Emes means not that they weren't Geri Arias. They were Geri Arias. But Geri Arias is kosher because Halacha Kedivayim Kulum Geri Emes. So the Machlekes and the Chemin Rabbanon are Geri Arias, Geri Emes, or they're not Geri Emes. Is the Machlekes throughout Shas are Kusum Geri Arias or are the Geri Emes? And if that's, and Halacha Kedivayim Kulum Geri Emes, the Halacha is that Geri Arias are Geri Emes. Apparently the Rav of Basin is going in that sheet as well. So if it says the Rabbah based in, the first geiris of these, what do we say? What's wrong? What's the reason for the Yisrael Leitis Chatan? Because the Torah was made that the geiris of the Knanim, Dorishon, the geiris of the Knanim, was Geiri Arayis. Because they were still worshipping, they still were into Abba Dazar and so on. It wasn't really a good geiris. Says the Rabbah, so am I Yishlam Knas? So that means they're Goyim, so why do they have Knas? So he answers, now I'll read it to you, now that we know the background. Says there are, where will we hold it? Vim Toimer, start from the top. Im Kain Lama Yesh Lo Knas. According to me, that Leitis Chatan means that Nesinim, Givonim, Knanim, the Geiris, that original Geiris was no good because they were Geiri Arayis, so why do they have Knas to Goyim? So he says, Ula Tamech Vaptoni Kusum Yesh Lo Knas. Kusum are also Geiri Arayis. Lekuli Amal, Kusum are Geiri Arayis. That's the fact. They were Megaya for Arayis. So why do Kusim have Knas? Ela halacha kulum gerimim. The answer is that we pask in the Yom Chavdal that Kusim, even though the Gerim arise, but Gerim arise are good Gerim. The Geris of Gerim arise is a valid Geris. So if that's the case, and then we're back to square one. So what's wrong with the Givonim? So he continues, V'yakosuv asoron lo'oise sheva ha'umais me'oise Geris, but the Torah asked the Geris of the Shiva Momin, Shevashas Kibush, because they were still odukin avodah zarah, and the Torah was made that they're not gonna lose that. So in other words, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. Geri Arayis is the valid geris, and that's why kusim are geri emes, because geri Arayis is kulum gerim halach divayim kulum gerim. But in the case of the shiva moment, the Torah was made that these geri Arayis are oduk of the zora v'leitishtakachmeim. They're so attached to the zora, the Knanim, that the Torah is made that even though fundamentally geri arayis, even like the kusim elayim or yoivdim, but they're not so oduk of the zora. So the ma'aseh they were megayah halachik divayim kulim gerim him. But the Knanim are oduk of the zora. So the Torah said this geris is worse. This geris is worse. In chazav kibloys and based lachem came with torim hoyu el shigazor aleim. And later on, they could be makabel. They could have another geris, but that already they were goyzer. The kitzur. So what's he saying in Rav Basin? He's saying that the Torah said we used to think geris is binary. Either it's good or it's no good. If it's good, it's 100%, and if it's no good, it's 100% no good. So here's he's being mechadish, and in Leitis Chatan it says that the geris of the Givonim was good to a degree. It was good enough that it was chal to shish yisrael. They have knas. Somebody's ma'anis a givoni, ma'anis a nesina, ma'fata nesina, she has tushas yisrael, she has knas. Because halacha kedivayim emes kulum, because what's wrong with the geris? Geri arayis. Geri arayis is a valid geris. Nonetheless, the Torah was said that since they were geri arayis, and they were geri arayis who were particularly odukan avodah zarah, I think he means that as opposed to kusum, they may be where they are, but it doesn't say anywhere that they were odukan avodah zarah. But here by the Shiva moment, the Torah said that they're odukan avodah zarah. The Torah was made in Leitis Chatan Bo. So I mean, the Pesukim itself talks over there about Avodah Zarah, they're going to know. So the Torah said, like this Chatan. Right, that's the Hemshech of the Pesukim, Ki Yosser, it's been Chaviachai. The Torah is talking about how odd they are in Avodah Zarah. So the Torah said, like this Chatan. The Torah said, yes, the Geras is a good Geras. Le'inyin that they have to Shishishol, and Le'inyin that they have Knas, and presumably the Chayiv and Mitzvahs. The Geras is a valid Geras. But it's not a valid Geras enough that you should be allowed to marry them. Le'inyin the Suin, the Geras is not good enough. And there's an Isser of Leitis Chatan. But the Isser of Leitis Chatan is a Chisor in the Geras. It's not just an independent Isser of Psul Chitun. It's a Chisor in the Geras. How do I know? Maybe it's a Psul Chitun. Because the Rabbi Basin says that if it'll be Chayzir Magayir, then the Chisor will go away. If they have a Psul Chitun, what does it have to be Chayzir Magayir? The first Geras is also good Geras. What's my Yosef Loch to have another Geras? The answer is no. That's what he said. Pains to say that the chisorin is in the geirus. Another geirus will be good, except that David was Gazar Aleim. That's why you need Gzeris David, because otherwise they could get out of this like Tzchatan. They could just be Megayer again. They could come later and show us that they're not looking anymore in Avodah Zarah and will be Megayer. But the original geirus, since the original geirus had in it the chisorin that the geirus Arayis with the Oduk and Avodah Zarah was a faulty geirus. Geirus Arayis is a faulty geirus. Even Kusim's Geri Arayis is not such a great Geris. The Machleks are Nechemi and the Rabbonim. But there we begin, we're Machriya Kulim Geri Mein. But now they're looking at Avodah Zarah, so it is a good Geris. But when it comes to the Kusim, when it comes to the Knanim, to the Givonim, where the Torah was made, that they're all looking at Avodah Zarah, the Torah said, Leit is Chatan, which means that Le'inyin Nesu'in, they have an Isser of, they're still going. Le'inyin Nesu'in, they're still considered to be going. The Geris is not Chal Ad Kedekach. I think it stems very well, by the way, with the sheet of the Ramban. Ramban does all the Rav Beis, but remember we had yesterday, we mentioned pointer of his maskana that like this chatan is big gerusum. Is it also big yusum or is it only big gerusum? Tysus's understanding is that it. We saw in Tysus that. That according to Rabbi's maskana that the lava leit tischatan is after the megayer. So if you boil a goita even a kani, then you takan out over leit tischatan. Tosis is asking Lord in kiddushin we were quotes the pasuk leit tischatan. Gemara in kiddushin, gemara somewhere. Yeah, gemara in kiddushin samaches. Noches minolim leit tasi, but kiddushin this is leit tischatan. Shabbat Natan says it's the wrong pasuk. What leit tischatan? Leit tischatan is begirusum, not begirusum. So in the Chami Lab Dafka, it means the end of the pasuk. The Rabbani answers that no, even though the Yisrael like Tischatan is Begay Russo, but it's also Begay Russo. The Yisrael like Tischatan is even after the Torah said like Tischatan, there's only Chitun, from the Lashon of Chitun, there's no Chitun by a guy, from the Lashon of Chitun, the Torah is Megala, that the Yisrael is after the Megayer, but the Yisrael is also before the Megayer. I think the Rav Basin in that Prat, the Rav Basin will hold like the Ramban, and the Rav Basin is even more it's particularly compelling. Because lefi him, the Isser of Leitis Chatan, even after the Megayer, is because the Inyan Chitun, the Geris, is no good. So Kolshikain, if they weren't Megayer at all, then it's mamish the same Isser. Lefi the Rabban, it's like two different Isserim. There's one Isser before the Megayer, Als Goyim. And then there's another Isser after the Megayer, Als Psul Chitun. They can be Megayer 50 times, there's a Psul Chitun. And somehow they're both in the same Pasuk. You know, the Torah said both things are somewhat in the Pasuk of Leitis Chatan. The Fidei Rabba based in, they're both in the same pasuk, but it's one thing, it's one idea. If that the Torah was made le'inyin nisuin, that's knanim or megayer, since they're kigeri arayis and a particularly intractable kind of geri arayis. So the Torah said this geirus, it's good enough for everything else, but it's not good enough for chitun. Leitis chatan bam le'inyin chitun, they remain as if before they were megayer. And Melech Koshkin, if they weren't megayer at all, how do they have an isur chitun? And that's the Gemara Kiddushin, very gishma. Yeah. What does he mean if they were chayzer mekabel? Maybe he means only before the gzera. Maybe after they made the gzera, we can't do it. No, David and Melch's gzera.
What happened to the gzera
deraisa? No, it's not the gzera deraisa. The lava of the chatan is that the original gzera is no good. But as far as the lava of the Torah, because they were gzera arayas, they weren't megayer l'shem shemayim. Megayer because we're busy slaughtering all the Khanim, so they were Megayer. And moreover, That's bad enough, but for that, that we could live with. But moreover, the Torah was made that they're other kind of a desire. And since they're other kind of a desire, and not Megayel Hashem Shemayim, so that already, the Torah said, it's a good Geirus. The Torah said, Le'inyin Chitun, it's not a good Geirus. But if at some later date their children would come, or even they themselves, not based on this matter, even they themselves, if at a later date would come, and they would be and they would show us that they're being Megayer sincerely, and not because of any pachad, and not because of any and they're not only looking at it, they'll come later, and they say, you know, they want to. They're very sincere, and they want to join the smicha program, and whatever. Just they'll show us that they're really into it. So then it will be Megayer. We'll be Megayer them again. No, because the first Geirus is pogum. No process. The first Geirus, the Fidei Ramban, it would make no sense. The Fidei Ramban, they have a nischitum. The Geirus was good the first time. But they have a psul chitin. For psul chitin, what's it help to be megayer? Guy is a psul. Amoni Mayavi comes and he wants him and he has a psul chitin. What's going to help to be megayer? He's already megayer 10 generations, but what is going to help? But he has a psul chitin. A mamzer comes. It doesn't help to be megayer. That's not his problem. His problem is that he's a mamzer. But the Fidei Rabbah based in the problem was in the gerus in the first place. Because the Torah said these are a kind of gerus arise or odak of an azara that le'inyin chitin, the gerus doesn't chal. Says the Rabbah basically, but if they'll come again and be Megayer, they'll come later and be Megayer properly, then that's Chal. That'll be fine. Then the Yisrael will go away. That already was Gezerah not to do. Yeshua and David with Gezer, somehow with the Abdus, so maybe not to be Mekabel again. The Lashon is Metuik that the Gezerah was not to give them a Sul Chitun. The Gezerah was not to be Mekabel in Mezger. Really, we should be Mekabel in Mezger, and the Gezerah was no. We're going to stick with the first Gezerah. But if somebody did, and Mele the Gezer Abdus, I suppose to be Mechazik that. You know, because in the Abdus, Mele won't be Megayer again. Nirim Kabbalah, I don't know exactly what degree of Abdus, because they have Knas. And then, but if somebody, but Midoraisa, they could be Megayer. I don't know what's Midorabon if they were Megayer, you know, if they ignored Gezer. I don't know what happened. I don't know, the computer blows up or something. I don't know exactly what happens. But Akapanim, the Gezer was not to be Mechabalah. But Midoraisa, they could. That's why you need Gezer. It's a very similar shita, by the way, in the Me'iri. The Me'iri has a shita from the same neck of the woods, also Chachmei Perma. The Me'iri has a similar shita to the Rava based. And the only difference is, I think, that the Me'iri's mashma that the first generation could never be Megayer. That the first generation's Geirus is for sure pogrom. But the children could come in Megayer, that we would accept. But it's the same idea, but Lefi the Me'iri, the Torah's Eidus was on the people. That this first generation, they're incorrigible, they have a lot of latest chatten. Their Geirus is not good enough for chitun. But the children already could be Megayer. But with the Geirus. Again, it's not like the Ramban. It's not that automatically the next Geirus doesn't have a psul. No, you need a new Geirus. The first Geirus is Pogum. But the Torah is made that the Geirus of the Odvites was Geirayar Ayes. The children could already if they wanted, they could come and they could be Megayer. And the Rabbah based in the first generation themselves could come and be Megayer. But not Bishas, not that original Kibush, not that original Geirus Bishas at Kibush. That already was Geirayar Ayes.
And that original generation, say the Girusan Asra
Kasa, the Shangra, that original it's sincere Girus. Right. So then when Rava said that it couldn't have been the Girusan, has to be the Girusan because the Girusan there's no Kalos, but they're going. Right. That doesn't help the problem by searching to the Girusan if the Girusan they're still going and they're still no Kalos. Oh, no. That's interesting. I don't think it goes so far that there's no Tfisis Kiddush. There's Tfisis Kiddush, but there's a lot of Leitus Chatan. It's Taki Ha'ara, because the Lashon Mar Kiddush, the Tfisis Kol, says, Minayin L'Nochi, that there's no Tfisis Kiddush, Shenem Leitus Chatan. I'm talking about how exactly how that stems. It's good Ha'ara. Right, the Gemara Kiddush, Samaches, is Tfisis Kol, Nochis Minolon, the Leitafsi Bo Kiddush, the Ksiv Leitus Chatan Bo. According to the Rava based in, after Begerusom, there's also Leitus Chatan, and there is Tvisis Kiddushin. Yeah, maybe we'll have to say Leitus, that's really going on the safe of the Kro. Well, maybe we'll still need that. It's mostly leading on the, you know, Kiyosu. You okay, have to check out any more Kiddushin, maybe take a look. But that's Takahara. But Avada is Tvisis Kiddushin. The Rava Basin doesn't mean there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. Once they have Tvisis Yisrael, Avada, there is Tvisis Kiddushin. But they have a lot of Leitus Chatan.
That's That's why Mimei after Yeshua and David. I mean, the first generation there wasn't. There's no visa. The Torah says they're not Gerim, so there's no Tvisa. I mean, only from Yeshua and David's Gerim. Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, if they're not Gerim, how could they be Tvisa Kedushin?
But for everything else, they are Gerim. That's the whole word that Rabbi based on. Halachak Tiverim Oimer Kulim Gerim. He says, Amai Yeshtim Knas. That's his question. Amai Yeshtim Knas, Gerim Arayish. He says, no, Tamech, Kishin Yes Knas, he's also Gerim Arayish. Ela Halachak Tiverim Kulim Gerim. The Geris is a valid Geris. So she has Kishin Yisrael and Ela, she has Knas. Nonetheless, the Torah said l'inyan chitun that the geris is no good. So the geris is only no good l'inyan chitun, but it is good l'inyan knas. They have basically to shish yisrael. But the Torah said l'inyan chitun is a pekam in the geris. Maybe needs some kind of hagdara, but it's a pekam in the geris l'inyan that they're also with leitis chatan, but not that there's no tefisas kiddushin. It's interesting that could be mischalak. That could be the geiris is no good that it doesn't take off the leitis chatan, but it's good enough that they have tefisas kiddushin. Yep, so marid the chiddush.
Could it be like Marid that talks about so the daka losing kiddusha, then their geiris is really a good geiris linyan everything, but there's a separate category of kiddusha linyan marriages, for example, so daka has. That's what they didn't get with the Geras.
Well, so that's not in the Geras?
No, but the Gemara says that it's Tzar and Kedusha. If the only Tzar to them is that they can't marry, and the Gemara there does say...
But it has to do with the Geras, because he says in Ferris, if they'll be Megayer again, it'll be good. At the end of the day, it's totally in the Geras. If they'll be Megayer again, it is good. It lacks in the Geras. But it lacks in the Geras. Le'inyin, the lava like the schat, not for anything else. Okay, before we go on, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll start the next place. I just want to mention one thought I had briefly. Just going back to Tosis' question, what kind of obvious was David? Going back to Shittas Rashi for a minute. The David HaMelech was Goyz a chitin with obvious. You know, we've been doing now some of these interesting and exotic Mahalchim. I mean, they're not exotic, they're Larry Shaina, but just going back to Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi learns that the David HaMelech was Goyz a chitin with obvious, and the pastor says the chitin came from the obvious. So Tosis asks, if the chitin comes from the obvious, that means they were about the mamish. Why do they have knas? It's not a basavaya. Yisham says you need to have a basavaya. And why isn't Evid Meshuchar allowed to marry a Nesima? She's a Shivcha. Not allowed to marry a Shivcha. So Taisa's answer is that in fact it wasn't Abdus Mamish. David Melech was not Gezer Abdus, so we explained based on Taisa's new Yom, meaning that the Isser Chiton is really not organically connected to the Isser Avdus. The Isser Chitin was a separate Gzer of Chitin. And the Isser Avdus was they should be Nirim Kavodim. The full-fledged Jews just Nirim Kavodim. So what does Isser Chitin have to do with the Isser Avdus? So Tosfos Nivama says, like one is a siag for the other. You know, if they're Nirim Kavodim, then you won't come to marry them. That's how Tosfos is Miyashiv Shitas Rashi. So how is one about Rashi himself? Rashi himself is very saucy, not a lot to work with, but at the very beginning of the sugya, we looked at Rashi and Yevamos. When we dayak Rashi and Yevamos, when Rashi talks about Moshe Gozer Aleim, Rashi says the Gzeir of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechayit Vesech, Vat Shev Mecha, was that he made them Avodim Sulim. He made them Avodim, Ve Avodim Sulim. So when we dayak that Rashi, that means he was Gozer them that they're Avodim Sulim. Really, Shev Mecha, Mechayit Vesech, Vat Shev Mecha is not Avodim. But no, Moshe Rabbeinu was geizer. That should be considered avodim. Chayt ve'etzim shayu biyomov. Moshe Rabbeinu was geizer that they should be considered avodim. Ve'avodim sulamen. And the mashmois in Rashi is that doesn't change when we come to Yeshua Gozer and David Gozer, because Rashi doesn't say that the Yeshua Gozer and David Gozer mean something different. So the pashtus in Rashi, more from Rashi's subsequent silence, is that's the gather and the gzera of Yeshua and David as well. That they are avodim sulam. Avodim Sula means that the chitin comes from the Avdus. The way Taisus originally thought. That the chitin comes from the Avdus. So if that's the question, then it's Taka Shreela Firashi. If the chitin comes from the Avdus, if the Gzeri was that they're Avodim Sula. And that's why again, just to back down, Tais says within Shitas Rashi that they were going to David and Yeshua goes to Abdus and Chitun. So Tais lechatchila thought that means Abdus Mamish, which generates an Issa Chitun Asla Yekodus Derabonon. Tais asking that, how could that be? Amayesh Lim Knash, not a Basavayad Derabonon, and why she mutter and Evan Meshuchar, there should be a Yekodus Derabonon. And therefore Tais answers, no, David Melech wasn't going to Abdus Mamish, that they're never Knani. It was guys, they should be Nirim Kavodim, they should be not the Ish Mesuyim, they should work for the Tzibur. So what does that do with Chitun? Nechanami, really, organically, it has nothing to do with Chitun. It's two separate Gzeres, just one reinforces the other. They're near in Kavodim, so people won't come to marry them. But the Isser Chitun is a separate Gzeres entirely from the Isser Abbas, from the Gzeres Abbas. That's what Taisus defends Rashi. Then Rabbi Tam doesn't agree with Rashi, but Rashi Shita, that's what Taisus defends Rashi. So the question I'm revisiting now is, but that doesn't seem to be Rashi himself, because you look at Rashi in Yevamos. When Rashi explains the Gzeres Moshe, presumably the same thing is true in the Gzeres Yeshua and David, because Rashi doesn't say otherwise. Rashi says the Gzeres Moshe was that he made them avod, that Chaytav Yitzchak Shoyev Mecha are avodim, and avodim apostle. So he was Geish to the Chaytav Yitzchak Shoyev Mecha are avodim, the avodim psulimim, and avodim are we know are apostle. So it certainly sounds like Rashi say that the Isser Chitun comes from the status of being avodim, and avodim have a psul chitun because they have a certain Yer Kodesh. So the Fi Rashi himself, the Chayyim Tais, the answer is not available. Nifri Yesh Lodim Fi Rashi. If the Gzeri was that there are Avodim Psulim, so why is it seen a mutter in an Eben Meshuchar? Eben Meshuchar is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. Or why does she have Knash, not a Basavaya, the Yerushalmi? Right, maybe Rashi doesn't have the Yerushalmi, but certainly the question of Eben Meshuchar is a strong question. So I want to just make one suggestion, perhaps, very, very briefly, that maybe Rashi holds that. But maybe I'll preface something. Tosis has a kasha. Tosis there at the end of Yom. The same Tosis, that long Tosis in Ayin Tesem and Aleph that we spoke about. At the end of the Tosis, Tosis has a question. He says like this. He says, Nesinim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, are also midiraisa of loytis chatan. Must call this off. Rabbeinu Tam's world. They have an issue deraisa of loytis chatan. Nonetheless, a Nesina is mutter in Eved Ivri. In Eved Meshuchar, rather. In Eved Meshuchar, Eved Kani was Meshacher, is allowed to marry Nesina. That's the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, why is it that an Eved Meshuchar apparently does not have the lav of Leitis Chatan? He's allowed to marry a Nesina. He doesn't have a lav of Leitis Chatan. He asks Tosfos, what's the difference between the lav of Leitis Chatan that apparently Avodim Meshucharim don't have, and the lav of Leia Kodesh that Avodim Meshucharim do have? I'm sorry. What's the criterion? What's the which lavim apply? Which psulei chitun apply to avodim meshucharim and which don't? Leitis chatan, the sinim have a lav. Leitis chatan, they're allowed to marry an eved meshuchar. Apparently, an eved meshuchar, since he's not part of the kohol, he doesn't have an issur leitis chatan. On the other hand, a shivcha, he's not allowed to marry. At least a shivcha in a yochel, an eved meshuchar is not allowed to marry a shivcha. He has a lav of leiyeh kodesh. It doesn't seem to be. Apparently, it's not a gemara anywhere. Tais says, what's the like what? When is he in and when is he out? Which psul chitun apply to an eved meshuchar and which don't? So Taisa says that the answer that most psul chitun do not apply to an eved meshuchar, because it says by a lot of the other psul chitun it says leyove b'kol Hashem, and an eved meshuchar is not part of Kahal Hashem, it's not part of the kol, and mimela he doesn't have those. He doesn't have the psulei chitun that where it says kal. He doesn't have any. And from there we extrapolate that he doesn't have psulei chitun at all. So it says by certain psulei chitun leyovi v'kal Hashem. So we extrapolate in general that an eved does not have psulei chitun. But says Taisus, the issur to marry a shivcha leyah kodesh is different because a shivcha doesn't have tefisas kiddushin at all. And a person doesn't have tefisas kiddushin at all. That already is a different kind of psul chitun. That we can't extrapolate from the other psul chitun. It's a deeper level psul chitun, and that applies. Therefore, we have to assume even to an eved meshuchar. I think the havana is that that's a psulim liyisraelius. Whereas the other psul chitun, they have tefisas kiddushin, just as a psul chitun leyom v'kal Hashem. So that's a psul chitun. The yisraelius is a full fledged yisraelius, but they have a psul chitun. A mamzer, a miyavi, whatever it is, they have a psul chitun leyom v'kal Hashem. But there doesn't lack in the Yisraelis. Those psulei chitun that just psulei chitun don't apply to an eved meshuchar. But a shivcha, it says a lav of her lo yeh kodesh. But since we know she doesn't have fisis kiddushin, a shivcha, So that means that the issa to marry a shivcha is deeper. It's not stam a psul chitin. It's a psul chitin that stems from a lack in the issa in the kedushas yisrael. That applies even to an eved meshuchah, because an eved meshuchah is a geri after kedushas yisrael. Ad kan the taisus. So I want to say perhaps this. I want to use that idea perhaps for Rashi as well. That Rashi holds like this, that they were geyser abdus. They were geyser abdus and the sinu. David Yeshua. They were going to the Nesimim should be Avodim. And they were going to the Nesimim should be Avodim, and they have a psul. They have a pull of Avodim. Well, you're Kaddish, not allowed to marry them. But they did not take away from them the Kedushas Yisrael. That far, the Avdus doesn't go. A regular Eved, Eved Knaini, it lacks in the Kedushas Yisrael. The Rav is Loshem. Yotsu Mechalakam Lechal Yisrael Yibo. The Geirs was the Shem Avdus. So a regular Eved Knaini, he doesn't have, he's not even chayiv, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, only Keish is not chayiv in all mitzvahs. It lacks in his Kedushas Yisrael. So a regular Eved Knaini, besides the lav of Kodesh, it lacks in his Kedushas Yisrael, his Kedushas Yisrael is not a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. Nesinim have a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael, Midaraisa they have Kedushas Yisrael. Midrabbanan they were geyser in them Avdus. And Rashi learns they were geyser in them Avdus Mamish, with the Lo Kodesh Dirabbanan. True, Smash and Rashi, they were geyser, that they have a psul chitin astavodim. But did they take away the Kedushas Yisrael? Lemoshul, they didn't pattern them for mitzvahs. Amistabim. If midrash they were chayiv in mitzvahs, amistabim they took away from the mechiv mitzvahs, geisha. They didn't make them part of mitzvah stations of Magrama. Probably. So they didn't take away the Kedushas Yisrael. So they gave them the psul chitin of avodim. They gave them the Israeliya Kodesh of avodim. Avodim psulimim. The lovely Kodesh midrabbanan applies to Nesinim because they were geyser that they should be avodim psulim, but they weren't geyser that they should lose the Kedushas Yisrael. So the Meila Gabi Tfisas Kedushin, for example, Nesinim, there's Tfisas Kedushin in Nesinim. Even midrabbanan, in a shivcha there's no Tfisas Kedushin because she doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. It's amadoy melchamor. So lacks in Kedushas Yisrael. A Nesinim doesn't lack in Kedushas Yisrael. She has full fledged Kedushas Yisrael. It's only a midrabbanan. They were guys in them Avdus. They were guys in them Psuli Avdus. But they didn't take away the Kedushas Yisrael. So the Gabi Tfisis Kedushin of Ari, she's a Masavaya. So maybe she has Knas. Tysus holds that if they were guys in them Avdus Mamush, it means they took away the Kedushas Yisrael also. And she's not a Basavaya midrabbanan. We talked about it the other day. Even though midrabbanan, she has Tfisis Kedushin. But midrabbanan, she's not a Basavaya. But Rashi, I think, holds that she is a Basavaya because they didn't take away the, they were geyser them, they should be avodim psulim. They gave them the pasas of avodim. But they didn't take away the Kedushas Yisrael Shabbat. So therefore, a Basavaya she remains. She has, if she's a Basavaya, she's a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael, so she has knas. And likewise, legabe the din of an Eved Meshuchah, with Tosis's litmus test, which psulei chidon apply to an Eved Meshuchah and which don't? So Tosis Nivamis tells us. The psulim that are just psulim bi'alma, Moini, Mayavi, Mamzer, don't apply to an Eved Meshuchah because he's not Kal Hashem. The psulim that come from a lack of Yisraelis where there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, there isn't a marry a Shivcha, a real Shivcha Deraisi where there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, that applies even to an Eved Meshuchah because that's a psul chitin that comes from a lack of Tfisis Yisrael. So I think I want to suggest Rashi holds, yes, they gave the Nesinim a din of Avodim psulim, they gave him the Yisraeli Kodesh Midrabon. They gave him a laugh Midrabon. They said after Avodim psulim Midrabon. And so they have the psul of Lo'iyah Kodesh as a lav, but not as a lack of Kedushas Yisrael, as a lav bi'alma, the same on a derabbanan level. They said that they're avodim psulim, so they have an iser, but it's like any other iser kol. Psulei kol in general don't apply to an eved meshuchah. Psulei kol that come from a lack of Kedushas Yisrael, psulei kol that are intended with a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin, those apply to an eved meshuchah. That far they were not geyser on the sinim. They were geyser their avodim, and they were geyser they have a lively kodesh midir avodim. Like that's the Rashi. Avodim, they were geyser their avodim sulim, but they weren't geyser. They don't have Kedushas Yisrael. They didn't take away mitzvahs from them. So if they have a full fledged Kedushas Yisrael, so maybe they're a basavaya, and they have knas, and they're full fledged Jews. And if they're full fledged Jews, then why should they also be eved meshuchah? Psulei kol don't apply to eved meshuchah. I'm just saying that as a suggestion, perhaps how Rashi might deal with Tosfos kasha. Why yesh them knas and why are they mutter be eved meshuchah? Tosis, because they're not about the mamish at all. But the Maaseh Rashi not mashmah. Rashi's mashmah, they were about the mamish. So I'm saying, but they're efsher, maybe that might be a way out. That they have. Okay, fine. The Mitzvah tomorrow we'll go on to Kusus. Maybe just to bear in mind. Rashi's very sure. When we come to this next Tosfos, Kusus, Rashi's sheet is very sure. Tosfos Yes and Rashi, Mamash, Baal Kasher. Just to think about it, maybe the raid that we saw in the Rav Beis Din might help with understanding Rashi about Kusus.